just give Stam Avot and Nosai before we start learning Saita. What's the meaning of Saita doing in Nosai? Shat is the whole Indian of Amigdos. Nosai is Roish. Nosai is Roish. Because he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the Nesius Roish. He doesn't understand. It's not the goof. He has the same tivus and the same everything. But the Yid has a moich chelik lekamimal. Shat is the Moshe Rabbeinu counted Klal Yisrael. Shat is not like the America counts the population. America counts the population. They're not interested in the Prat. They don't care about you. They don't care about your father and your mother. They care about the huge sum total. However, the Prat is completely in this battle. However, the Yiddishkeit is just faked. The mile of Shishim Ribui is not the number of Shishim. The mile of Shishim Ribui is every Prat and every Yochid that makes up that Shishim Ribui. They say for Torah that Shishim Ribui Oisi is with Oisachas possible. So the Havdal America, one guy dies, it jolts the population. The population says, the population. So next time we have the consensus, we write one number less. It doesn't jolt the whole Dach. A Yid, a Sefer Torah without one Ois, is the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Because the counting of Klal Yisrael is Faked, brings out the uniqueness, brings out the Kedusha, the Tahara of every single Yochid. So Moshe Rabbeinu counted Klal Yisrael, he counted this one, he brought out, he showed everyone what their Ruchnistika schools are. And Klal Yisrael needs your Ruchnistik Avoida. He needs your fights, he needs your challenges, he needs your Nesiyonis, he needs your Avoida, he needs your everything. Everyone is this. It's Mamish Pun Faket to the counting. That's why sometimes when they counted by David HaMelech, it was a Magefa. Lamonashach. Only if the Eibishter tells you to count. If you don't tell you to count, then it's a Magefa. So is it all just a matter of, now if the Eibishter says it's a Gittesach. This one was David HaMelech, without a Tzivri, it's Nishkin Gittesach. It's much deeper than that. It's a different type of counting. But the Figam, when they counted, was the Pagam, they're counting the Havad like another country to know how many people are there. That's an American counting. When the Eibishter says to count, it's a Su'es Roish. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu to bring out, tell this guy, when as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu counted this person, suddenly this person felt all his Ruchnistik as schoolers that makes him so unique, that makes him an Oisachas in the Torah, that without him the whole Klal Yisrael is Pogum. Without his Avodah, he jolts the whole Klal Yisrael. That's a Moedic chizuk, a Moedic sense of achrayas. And that's the same thing with Nosai. Mela, what's the parasha of Saita? The parasha of Saita is you take it to the base of Mikdash, you cut the hair, and you rip a clothes, you make her ugly. What's the Nakuda? The Nakuda is take her to the base of Mikdash, see where she should really be. See where a Yid really belongs. See the school is where a Yid is. We belong to the base of Mingdash, and you are succumbing to all the to all the dirt and to all. It should be Muktzah Nachmas Mias for you. When this woman gets taken to the base of Mingdash, she's what really a Yiddish neshama. She sees what really Yiddish avoda is. So then she feels that everything else is so ugly and everything else. The Taivus Olam Hazeh is Poshet. It's Poshet Muktzah Nachmas Mias. That's the Indian of taking her in the base of Mingdash and making her Mos in the base of Mingdash. The contrast where she sees the base. She sees where she and Nebuchadnezzar was led to. That's the Nesoyin. So Veda, that's the pshat. That's why it's in Parshas Bamid Benosim. And there's a time where Yid's feeling in the Sias Roish in these parishes, and Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing out what Be'em is worth, and whatever Yid is Be'em is worth is Nani. Then you read the Parsha of Saita, because then you see them. Then it's Muktzah Machas Mias. Then you see that at that time when the Sias Roish, the Gashmias and our time was El Mazeh. That's Muktzah Machas Mias.
Even though it's too late for her, because
that's the Musa Haskel. Yeah, that's the Musa Haskel. All the Einshim is V'cholam Yishmu V'Yiro. What's the Yishmu V'Yiro over here in Faket? It's an Indian to do it before Hesia. Do it before Hesia. There's a Shilas with Tzniyas over here, you learn later in the Sugya. Oh, there's a Tzniyas, and how they need to rip open. How can you rip open? How can you see the woman's flower? They did it, Ke'ilub and Mysterious Nefesh with Tzniyas. What's the Pshat? How can you put the coin in through such an sign? The Terence is in the Bis of Midyosh. Pshat is outside in the belt. A lack of Tzniyas is an Asoyin. Inside the Bis of Midyosh, it's Muktzah Machas Mias. It's Muktzah Machas Mias. That's the Pshat of taking it into the Bis of Midyosh. There, in that point, is the Perua Roish, and they take everything that the Poroi, all the parts that they're revealing, that's all becomes automatic Muktzah Machas Mias. And that's a chiluk, that's the Musa Haskel that you're showing you. And she feels it. When she comes into Bis of Midyosh, she's the Yoifi. She's the Yoifi. She sees the Hador of Yiddishkeit, and Tishtaka sees how ugly everything else is. Stuff in the parsha of Sias Roish, the longest parsha in the Torah, in the parsha which has so much Torah to it. There, the Yid reads the parsha and he says, parsha is not so Soita Ekledik. Same thing, it's mystically a sod. And that's in the Beis HaMikdash. It's taka bayav, it's near to the koinim, it's taka sugi about it. And if the koin has the tacha, the chitzitza, when she gives something in the basket, there's all problems over here, of the gear, of sneer, so in the Beis HaMikdash. The Teretz is in the Beis HaMikdash. It's al derech one of the Mekubonim said, hey, there was a big Mekubon that's selling this to him. Yezer Veltoch, his name is. He was one of the tzaddikim of the Hemesh Arm. He used to walk on all the streets there. So he says when he goes to work, he doesn't go out to walk on the street until he's sure that everything he'll see in the street is like a fly to him. And he says that level of Kedusha, then it can't have any impact on him. That's the Nakuda of bringing the Saita into the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, Dama to Masech HaSaita. And it's Tzadecha, but China has also Shavuos. It's the same, it's the Shaini, we're learning in the beginning of the Sugi, the Sheer Bia, the Sheer, the Nus, the Sheer, the Cheshbainus, the Sheer, the Sheer Bia, we came to Sarayim. Here it says, in Sfiris Oyim, the Perina says, the Maim and Asina, so we can't push us down such as that. Forget. You look at the whole Maisa, the whole Masech HaSaita, as being something that, Torah is teaching us this parasha to realize how Mukhti Machim Zmiyas it should be for us.
So what's talking the cash in the Gemara? It shouldn't be a problem.
The Shakla Vatari, Hari Nigla has to be Mavara then. The whole Torah is a Nigla is from Eitz Adas Toivara. Right? The Torah Shabal Peh, the Torah Shabal Nigla is Eitz Adas Toivara. And Torah Zapanim is a Torah that's Eitz Achayim. So it's really, you have to be Mavara then in the Sugya. It's not so poshut. It's not that she's not Tzenua. But through the pilpul of Torah Shabbat Peh, I mean, that's the bearer of it. The bearer of it is, it's Nizbar the Faket, so it's the bearer. So in Torah Shabbat Peh, when the Sugis discuss the Noisa, because they're being Nevar the Noisa, and it comes out at the end of the day, it comes out, that Avada, there's no problems with Sneas. That's always the Sugya, is brings out the bearer. That's the Shakratari of Torah Shabbat Peh, bringing out the bearer. That's the whole Mesech HaSoto. That's where the end of Saita, all the sins, the Iksit Mashiach, is a person can think that the Beis Vad, the Beis Nus, all these in Yonim, that's Mamish, exactly what Masech HaSaita is all about. The pinnacle is going to be the Iksit Mashiach, the Tumah is going to get so bad. So the only way, as Mishnah says there, the only way to stay is to stay in the Beis HaMikdash, to stay in this, because everything, the Beis Vad, everything is, the Melchama is going to be so strong, that it's not going to be so clear anymore, it's going to be the Ikus of the Mashiach. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, since Poshet, the site is Mukhs Machim Smiyas. Ikus of the Mashiach, the air of Beis HaMikdash, it's going to come to a matzah where we're going to need this Beis HaMikdash so bad that without a Beis HaMikdash, a Beis Vad can become a Beis Nus. Aram plays a Kenya Albino, you know, you go sometimes, you see the way the fryer kids speak, you know, to parents and this and then, twice you see it sometimes, you're waiting in a doctor or something. It's Mamish Muk, again, it's Mamish Muk to Machos Nis. You think of Lahabla, Yiddish, you think of a Yiddish, Kindle of a Pears, it's come from Cheder. So that's when it comes out how much we need a Beis HaMikdash. And then Shavisa Beis HaMikdash, because we'll lose that bearer. We won't know the difference anymore between a Beis Vaad and a Chas V'Shalom and a Beis Nus. And that's exactly what Saita came to be Masakin. We take it into the Beis HaMikdash. So that's going to be the Kesed of the Mashiach. Then we're going to call out the Mashiach will come. It's the Kesha, the beginning of Masakin.